I'm sorry. It was the depths of my heart that I couldn't be with you this morning. Sugar went up. My blood pressure went way up. And I had some real physical problems. I'm glad I could be with you tonight. Thank you, Pastor Dave, for filling in. Boy, it's great to have a great preacher like that to stand the gap. Amen. I know you had a great day today, and I'm glad. I'm not going to preach long tonight. I'm just going to give you a couple thoughts. Then we're going to do the Lord's Supper. If you look with me in Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 7. Kaylee, can you get me a picture of that? Yes. I want a picture of her and her mama together. I'm going to put it up in my office and stuff. That's tremendous. Whew. Boy, you that are here tonight, this is a rare night. Amen. Yeah. That was, mind me, when was at Hammond? When God would come down. That's what he did tonight. That's what he did tonight. Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 7. Want to stretch your legs? Go ahead and let me stand with me as I read the Word of God to you. I'll stretch your legs one more time. Notice what it says in Matthew 28, 1 through 7. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to draw towards the first day of the week. Sunday is the first day of the week. Even look at our calendar. We always think Monday's the first day, but Sunday is the first day of the week. Jesus arose on a Sunday. I don't want to mess people over. First day of the week, and Mary Magdalene and other Marys to see the sepulcher. Behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. Don't mess with them angels, man. They're tough hombres. His countenance was like lightning. His raiment was white as snow. And for the fear of the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered, said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. Amen. Hallelujah. I serve a risen Savior. I know he's in the world today. I don't care what people say. I know he's risen anyway. Amen? Wherever how it goes. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus. I don't care what Madeline Mary has to say. He lives. Amen? He's not here. He's risen as he said, because he see, they should have known he told them over and over and over before he was crucified, he was going to rise, but they're like us, duh. Oh, yeah, now I remember. Come see the place where the Lord lay. Verse 7, and go quickly, tell his disciples, for he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee, and shall ye see him? Lo, I've told you. Heavenly Father, thank you for the time we had in the Word of God. Lord, I just want to praise you. We want to tell you we love you tonight. Thank you for loving us so much that you'd be willing to die for us and raise that third day to give us eternal life in heaven with you. Thank you for shedding your blood. Thank you for giving so we could take. And Lord, you who were rich became poor, that we who were in poverty could become rich in you. And Father, I just thank you for just a great thought of today. Lord, I know you've 2,000 years ago, you came out of that grave. But Lord, all over the world today, people rejoicing. And Lord, I just want to say I rejoice today in the fact that my Savior is alive and risen and coming again. Bless these people now, we pray. And thank you for the blessing you received tonight from the singing. We'll ask your praises and blessings on us tonight in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Today we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Not only do we celebrate it, but they celebrate it all around the world. All over the globe, preacher, all over the globe today, people were celebrating it. Now, the only sad part, I'm glad he risen. I'm glad he's alive. And I'm thankful for Easter, Brother Bobby. I'm thankful for Resurrection Sunday because it gives a way us to witness to people. But if you're really saved, our Savior, we don't have to, he just doesn't come out of the grave one day of the year. No, he's with us every day. He's alive. He's risen. He walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I'm his own. And so what I want to say is I'm always going to celebrate on Easter. Man, that's a glorious thing what our Savior did. But just don't keep it to Easter. You've got it. Every day is Easter. Every day is Resurrection Sunday. Matter of fact, he arose on a Sunday, on the first day of the week. That's why we go to church every Sunday. We go to church in celebration of the resurrection. Amen. We just didn't have a counter up and throw a dart and say, whichever falls on, that's where we're going to go to church. No, we go to church because that's the day that Christ arose, on the first day of the week. And so every first day of the week, 52 weeks a year, we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You know, I might want to say, I'll just say because the world relates to this. You might want to say it's Easter every Sunday because we're celebrating his resurrection every Sunday. Amen? An empty grave, of our Savior sets Christianity apart from all the religions and all the cults. Take all the religions you want. Take all the cults you want. That empty grave that Christ arose, that sets us apart from all people. Amen. See, their false gods are still in the grave, or their false gods are statues or something. But ours really alive, and he died, and he rose, and he's alive now. And his grave is empty. Yes. Go check them; they're still there. You know, aren't you glad you got a Savior that conquered all those things? Amen. And praise God, our Savior is risen. He is risen. He's real. I'm glad our Savior is real, not no figment of imagination. Amen. And he's reigning. He's at the right hand of the Father right now, waiting for the Father to say, go get him. Right. Amen. And one day, hallelujah, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died for our sins, shed his precious blood. And indeed it was precious. There was no sin and no sin at all. He's going to return and come and get us. Amen. Tommy, you're going to be excited because I'm going to preach off of one verse tonight. In Romans 1:4, it's one of our favorite verses. I'd like you to turn to Romans 1:4, and then we're going to have the Lord's Supper. Well, I'll close out with 1 Corinthians 15, but there's three things I want to show you in Romans 1:4. Notice what it says in Romans 1:4, talking about Jesus. Because if you look at verse 3, concerning his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. How many see that in verse 3? All right. Now let's see what they say about Jesus in verse 4. And declared, this son of God, Jesus, he's declared to be the son of God with power. Amen. I mean, listen, he's no wimp. He's got power. In John chapter 10, don't turn to it. In verse 17 and 18, he said, my father loves me because I laid down my life. I have power to lay it down. I have power to lay it up. Bring it up again. Hey, listen, Jesus was all powerful. Amen. We got a powerful Savior with powerful blood. That's why we sing a song. There's power, power, power in the blood. Amen? That blood that was shed for my sins and yours. And so Jesus, he's powerful. According to, then notice what it says there, according to the spirit of holiness. Oh, I like that. Not is he all powerful, Tommy. He's all holiness. There's no sin in Christ. He never had no sin. He was a perfect lamb slain from the foundation of the world without sin. In Hebrews 4:4, I'm gonna turn to it. Stay there in Romans, but let me read to you. Hebrews 4:14 and 15. Seeing then we have a great high priest that's passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our profession, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. See, we have a Savior that was holy. We have an all-powerful Savior. We have a Savior that's holy without sin. And then the last thing I want to show you about this, declared to be the Son of God with power, number one, according to the Spirit of holiness, number two. By the way, before I get to number three, the reason Christ could die for you and I was, one, he had power to put his life down, power to take it down. And number two, he had no sin. Did you know Christ was the only one in the entire universe that could die for us? Because, Tommy, think with me. No, everybody else had sin. It would take a sinless lamb, a lamb without blemish, to die for our sin. Amen? And so Christ died for our sins. And lastly, according to the Spirit of His holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. Well, glory to God. Man, I love the resurrection. Amen? Actually, Eddie, if he just died on the cross and didn't raise from the grave, you and I wouldn't have no hope. Because it took more than that. It took the resurrection, too. And Jesus, the only one, Jesus was the only one and true God, true Savior, that could raise from the dead by his own power. Yeah, by the resurrection. You know, people read these things, they don't think, I circle that, by the resurrection from the dead. Listen, you know, you read about Lazarus and things coming out of the grave, but it's because Christ brought him out. No one brought Christ out but himself. By him doing that, by him resurrecting, he proved to the whole world that he truly was the Son of God. Because only the Son of God, Christ, could raise from the dead. And kind of like the kids, you know, he's the right one, baby. Coca-Cola or whatever it is, Pepsi, whatever one. You know, I don't drink either one anymore, so it don't matter. But I drink tea with no sugar in it. But I've been eating too much candy lately and too much other stuff. And so, but praise God. You know, today and every day we glory in the resurrection of our Savior. And I'm glad people celebrate Easter, and we ought to get all excited about it. But you have Easter every Sunday. We ought to be, Diane, we ought to be as excited next Sunday about the resurrection of our Savior as we are today. Hello? Amen. And we ought to be excited tomorrow when we go out to face the public that we have a resurrected Savior. Why are you so happy? Because my Savior rose. Yeah. Because he lives, and because he lives, I'm going to live forever. I'm going to live forever. I'm going to die, no, never. Jesus died on the tree for me, and I'm going to live forever. I'm going to live because of Christ. Nothing of me. It's all him, none of me. All I did was put my faith in him. And by the way, that's all it takes for you to get to heaven, is by putting your faith in him. So today we celebrate the resurrection of our Savior. Before he died, he had the Lord's Supper. We're going to do that in just about a couple more minutes. He got his disciples, and he said, I want you to do this in remembrance of me. And they drank the fruit of the vine, and the bread. Now, the bread represented his body, and the fruit of the vine, the grape juice, represented the blood of Christ. And we're going to be doing that. We're not eating or taking the body of Christ. No, it's just a symbol of what he did for us. He said, do this in remembrance of me. I'd like you all turn to one more scripture with me. It's a tremendous chapter. 1 Corinthians 15. And then I'll close with that. But I'm going to read to you 20 verses. Would you follow along with me as I read? 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel. Well, what is that gospel? Which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand. We stand in the gospel. By all, which also you are saved. You're saved by believing the gospel. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. A lot of people do, by the way. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, because all people sin. There's not one, for all sin and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. The Bible says there's not a just man upon the face of the earth. And so all people sin, so Christ died for all people. According to the scriptures. Yeah, because God said he would do it. The scriptures over and over said he would do it. And look at verse 4. And that he was buried, and that he rose again. I like that. Make sure you put that resurrection in there. He rose again the third day according to the scriptures. It's always according to the word of God. If it's not in the word of God, don't believe it. But if it's in the word of God, then you believe with all your heart. And then he said, look what he says. And then he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of about 500. How many see that? 500 at one time. 500 brothers at one time. Of whom greater part remains unto the present, but some have fallen asleep. But that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all, he was seen of me, Paul was talking about, who as one born out of due time. For I am least of the apostles that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. Boy, I'm glad God forgives us. You say, oh, God would never forgive me, preacher. Listen, I don't care what you've done. God will forgive any sin you. He died for every sin that we ever committed. Right. Then it goes on. In verse 9 again. For I'm least of the apostles, are not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. He even killed people. He even killed some people for Christ. Stephen was one of the he persecuted. Killed him. Martyred him. But verse 10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. By the way, don't you notice he said in verse 10? I am what I am. And his by the grace of God, I am what I am. By the way, we are by the grace of God what we are. Everything we are is by the grace of God. Nothing outside of God's grace. Look at verse 11. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach and so ye believe. I like this. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there's no resurrection of the dead? He said, man, are you guys dull? He said, you're preaching, there are people out there preaching resurrection, you don't even believe it. You must be like those Sadducees that didn't believe in the resurrection. That's why they were sad, you see. Because they didn't believe in the resurrection. Now, if Christ be preached that he arose from the dead, I'll say some among you there is no resurrection. If he rose from the dead, there has to be a resurrection. I'll say some of you there's no resurrection of the dead, but if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? Okay, if you want to take that assumption that there's no resurrection from the dead, that means Christ didn't rise either. He's trying to get people to understand. How many are with me yet? The Bible says, come now, let us reason together. So he's trying to reason with people. And then verse 14, and if Christ be not risen, then what do we do here? What are we preaching here for? What are we running the buses for? What good is Sunday school? Why are we doing Beckett Club? Why are we preaching at the nursing homes? I mean, everything we're doing, why are we doing it? If Christ be not risen, then our preaching's vain. Your faith is also vain. Yeah, it would amount to nothing. Yea, and we are all found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up. If so be that the dead rise not, for if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised? He's just saying, listen, if he's not risen, then we're not going either. How many understand that? Verse 17, and if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain. That means I've been preaching. If Christ hadn't been risen from the grave, he did, by the way. I've been preaching for over 40 years. That means a lot of all my messages that I preached were in vain, Rod. But I'm glad they're not in vain. I'm glad when Grandma sang about the story of Christ, I'm glad it's all true. Amen. And now, if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Yet ye are in your sins. Yeah. Ray, if he's not risen, we're all in our sins. We're on our way to hell. You say, I don't believe in hell. Don't matter. It's still there. You say, I don't believe it. Well, wait till you die without Christ. You'll know it's real. By the way, there's a lot of unbelievers in hell. But once they get there, they're a believer. Verse 18, Then they also which are fallen asleep, those are the people that died in Christ are perished. Yeah, those ones that died in faith with Christ, then they perish too then. I like what he says in verse 19 and verse 20. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, if that's all you have, then you're going to die and everything's going to end. We are all men most miserable. If that's all the hope you got is for this life, you're most miserable. That's why all the millionaires, they travel all over the world and they buy things. They're trying to find that fun. They're trying to have that joy and the happiness. But the only way you get that perfect peace and joy in your heart is through having Christ in your heart. And that's by putting your faith in him. And the Holy Spirit comes in and seals it until the day of redemption. Amen? I like that. He said, man, if this is all we got, Tommy, we're all men most miserable. Well, aren't you glad we're not, Tommy? But look at verse 20, and I'll stop. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. Man, hallelujah. He's not dead, he's alive. Amen. Because he's alive, we'll all live in him. Because he rose and he's risen, we'll all rise in him. And because his word is true, he says he's coming back. He will. Well, that's exciting. I'm glad. You know what? Now, this might make some of you mad. I'm not trying to get anybody mad. I love winning. I hate to lose. And I've always tried to teach my kids to hate to lose. I try to put my grandkids, hate to lose. You say, wow, what's wrong with that guy? I'll tell you why. Because I'm on the winning side. The Bible says, who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? And this is a victory, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Man, I tell you, ever since I've been a kid, I've always had a passionate desire to win. By the way, if you want to win, you'll win more than you lose. Because you'll try harder. I'm not saying you're never going to lose in your life, but you should want to win. We got a bunch of losers enough in this country. Michael, I want you to be a winner. I want you to be successful, Michael. A lot of people have invested in your life, and Christ did the most investment. He wants you to be a winner for him. Amen? But what's the greatest part is, no matter if you're a winner or loser, if you're in Christ, you're already won. Bible says he already sees us. He already sees us risen. It says in Romans, I'm having a hard time a little bit tonight here. Those that think that we call not, he calls them as they are. See, the scripture teaches in Colossians and stuff. Bobby, God already sees you and your wife already risen. I know we're down here at 7:45. Listen, I'm not tripping on any kind of medication. And I'm not, but when you study the scripture, Carl, God already, even though I know we're right here at 745 North Freedom Street. I know that. But sis, He reckons us already risen, because Christ is risen, and we're in Christ, he's in us. He already accounts us risen. I'm not waiting for the victory. I already am the victor. I got the victory through Christ. That's why we sing that song, "Oh, victory through Jesus, our Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood." Me and Tommy love that song. I think every time we take a bus trip with the seniors, we sing "Victory in Jesus." We love that song. I'm on the winning side. By the way, if you're a child of God, you're on the winning side too. So today on this Resurrection Sunday, let's get excited about what God's given to us. He's given us a great hope in heaven. All our sins are forgiven. Man, to think that he would die for all my sins, and he did, and cleanse me. When I stand before God, by the way, thank you for these, but don't buy them for me no more. I'm turning away from candy. It tore me up this weekend. I'm gonna get serious about being a diabetic. And so, but I do love these things, man. Oh, I'll eat them in heaven. Let's just say you and this is us. We're full of sin and sugar. But when God saved us, by the way, I've sinned a lot of times since I've been saved. But when God saved us, Jesus shed his blood for us. God sees us though now as we've never sinned. All he sees, what the Bible teaches us in the book, it's the doctrine of justification. And then I'll quit. Justification means God sees us just as though we've never sinned. And when we got saved, God imputed, he gave the righteousness of Christ. Christ had how many sin? None. No sin. And what he did, he took the righteousness of Christ and he imputed it to every one of us that trusted Christ our Savior. And that's how we get to heaven. And that's the only way there's only one way to get to heaven. You got to have that imputed righteousness that only God can give. And it comes by faith in the Son of God. And he's risen. And he's real. And he's reigning. And one day soon, Mac, I really believe this. I believe it could be in our lifetime, Mac. I really do. He's going to return. And then we're going up. And boy, that's going to be an exciting time. Who wants these? First one catch them has them. Colton got them. When you get old like me, you can't eat them, so eat all you can right now. Once you get diabetes and stuff and high blood pressure and stuff, the fun's over. Just have a blast while you're eating all the candy and the pop and the cookies. But when you get old like Preacher, you can't do nothing, Jimmy. I still eat pizza. I don't care. They're not taking it all from me. Aren't you glad you're saved? Listen, we got something to be excited about. Our Savior, over 2,000 years ago, he came up. Can you imagine that ground shaking? And boy, the stone rolling back. And up from the grave, Christ rises. Wow. And one day, the Bible says one day, Coolidge, we're going to see him face to face. Oh, I'm going to see him. Look upon his face. The precious one that saved me by amazing grace. Amen? I'm going to tell you, I'm glad I'm saved today. We're going to do the Lord's Supper now. When we take of this Lord's Supper, you're not eating the body of Jesus. You're not drinking his blood. This is in memory of what he did for us at Calvary, shedding his blood, giving his body for you and I. That, and he said, I want you to do this in remembrance of me until I come. Wouldn't that be cool if we did it tonight? He came tonight? He could. He really could. Many of us don't believe that, but he could. One day the trump of God's going to blow. And the way this, trust me, the way this world's going, this world's in trouble. This world is on a powder keg ready to explode. I'm glad I'm not looking for the undertaker. I'm glad I'm waiting for the upper taker. Amen. I'm glad Jesus is going to come. Heavenly Father, thank you for this night, and what a glorious day. The celebration of your resurrection. Lord, I pray that this world, that all around the world, that they'll understand that it's not just one day a year. It's every day. Every Sunday is a celebration. Every Sunday, 52 weeks a year, is a celebration of the resurrection of Christ. And Father, I pray with all my heart that everyone here would know you as Savior. If there's anyone here who doesn't know you as Savior, let them see how much you love them, how you died for them, how you rose. And how all they got to do is ask you in their heart to save them and forgive them of all their sins, and you will. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I wonder, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, how many could say, and I won't come to you, I promise, and I won't embarrass you. How many could say, Pastor, I know for sure there was a time in my life I saw myself a lost sinner, and I asked Christ who died for me. I asked him to save me, forgive me of all my sins and save me. Who'd say, could you raise your hand? How many could say, I've done that. Thank you. Would there be any tonight that would say, Preacher, I'll be honest with you, I never understood about this being saved, being born again. And Pastor, I'm really not sure. I'm really not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven or hell. And Preacher, I don't want to go to hell. Would you pray for me? Would you let me pray? Just lift your hand and say, Pastor, pray for me. I'm not sure. I'm really not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. And I don't want to die and go to hell. Anyone like that? Just raise your hand, put it back down. Yes, sir. God bless you. That took courage. Anyone else? Pastor, pray for me. I'm not sure. That's the thing you want to be sure of all things in life. Because you never know when you're going to die. And once you die, if you're not saved, you go forever in eternity separated from God. Only the children of God that are saved go to be with the Lord. And so tonight I'm going to pray for everyone here. And I'm going to encourage you, especially those that raise their hand. If you want to be saved, you can come forward. We've got men and women here that can show you in the Bible how to get saved. You can walk out of this. I'm not talking about being a member of the church. I'm talking about just being a member, part of the family of God. Having your soul saved from hell. Oh, we'd love to have you a member, but we're not talking about that. I'm talking about just you getting saved so when you die, you go to heaven. Father, we did the best we could with the Word of God, and I pray you'll bless the reading of your Word and the preaching. Holy Spirit, only you can bring conviction and draw people to Christ. And so, Holy Spirit, I pray that you would draw all men and women unto you, unto Christ. And Lord, I pray if it could be possible that we would see someone saved tonight, even in this special service, I pray in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand. We'll sing a verse.